You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Katie Evans, director of Acts of Love. And we'll find out more about what is Acts of Love here in just a moment. Katie, welcome to His Time.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us this morning. Now, Acts of Love is an outreach of Acts Church in Leander, Texas. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about the community of Leander, Texas.
So we're about 20 miles north of Austin, and we are one of the fastest growing communities in the state of Texas, and I think in the nation as well. And so we have a gigantic school district and all sorts of families and from different backgrounds and different communities all live in this area, and we happen to sit right in the middle, like right in the heart of Leander. Geographically, our location is right in the center.
What are some of the needs that folks from Acts Church learned about that community and said, perhaps this is something a need we can help meet?
So we have a lady at our church who also works for Leander Independent School District, and she works specifically with young families in the community, and about 2 years ago was working with some families and realized, hey, there's a lot of teen moms here that aren't going back to school. And she was working with a lot of them just with parenting skills, but then she was like, I think the church can do something better. Like, we can step up and do something better. So she just kind of approached our pastor is Gabe Casper. So she just approached him and was like, hey, I think this is a good idea. And then they just took it and ran with it.
And so what has Acts of Love become today?
So we are a fully licensed nonprofit child care center. So the state recognizes us as a private child care center, so we're licensed by them and get inspections and all that sort of thing. And then other than that, we offer completely free child care to teen moms in our community, and we also provide parenting resources such as education, and we connect everyone with a parent teacher educator who goes into the home and teaches parenting skills. We are also able to provide all food, formula, and diapers for our children while they're in our care.
Wow. Tell me about how this has been received by the community. How have members of the community acknowledged this outreach, this caring for others in the community, and how has it been utilized by those who need these services?
We have had so much support, just an overwhelming amount of support from area churches, from the school district, from the families themselves, just so thrilled for what we're able to offer, so excited to get involved. We have people donating stuff all the time. We have people volunteering all the time. This year we focused a lot on getting the moms involved in volunteering. So they're helping out our center a lot in various ways. It's honestly been more than I could ever imagine it would be. And for a while, and even now still, it feels like I just sit here and receive phone calls of people wanting to donate. Like, I don't even feel like I have to, like, it's not like I'm like asking or begging for donations. People are just so excited and so willing to give to what we have going here. And especially because there is nothing else like us. There is no other program for teen moms. The school district offers what they can, but specific child care for these teen moms was not something they were able to offer. So there is absolutely nothing like us, and people are just so thrilled to see this happen.
How do these young moms get connected? What do they need to do in order to enroll their children in childcare?
So our only requirement is that they be enrolled in Leander ISD. That's the school district that we serve. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, we connect with them through school counselors or principals is how we hear about them usually, or sometimes they hear about us and they come to us. But it's usually through someone through the school district that is referring the teen mom to us.
So they find out about it primarily through referrals in your own community. People know about what you're doing and make those referrals.
Yes.
And what has been the response of the moms who have placed their children in this early childhood care?
They are just so grateful and so thankful for what we are able to offer, and it's really fun to see them get involved and to see them start to serve one another. Towards the end of our first year, we started to really create this atmosphere of just community and service, and we saw the moms really start to invest in each other. They would for a teen mom, they would take each other to and from the center or to and from school. they were bringing their clothes that their baby had outgrown for another baby that was young enough for those clothes. So just like giving to each other, whether it's diapers or food or clothing that they had outgrown or rides, just seeing them like really invest in each other. And that's been the coolest part, is to see not only the babies grow up, but the moms grow up as well.
How have the support beyond childcare, you mentioned parenting classes and other parenting resources, how are those being utilized? Are they being well received?
Yes. So there's still lots of development that we're hoping to see in that area. But we connect with all of our families with a program called Parents as Teachers. And they love that. That's the educators I talked about that go into the home and do parenting resources and parenting education with the families. So they love that. And all the educators over there are fantastic. And then we're also partnered with Head Start, and they're able to do the same thing. They have a family advocate who's able to connect these families with any other kind of like family needs that they need. And that's just, it's awesome. They love it. They really look forward to those visits and to like just sharing with these other people that want to invest in their lives.
How have the families of Axe Church connected? Have they connected with these young moms in any way?
Yes. So we have a couple women in our church who were teen moms themselves. And so to see them kind of like process that, and then they've met with some of the moms that we have at our center and just talk about their experience and talk about what they've faced and just be encouragements for these young moms. And then other than that, we just have people that just want to give, give, give. It's awesome. So they're either here volunteering or they're donating items or sponsoring families at Christmas. The two are so closely tied, and especially because we share the same building. And so it's fun to see people from the church get so involved in the child care center.
That was my next question. Who would we find on a typical day at Acts of Love?
Who would you find?
Yeah, in addition to the children, who helps keep things going there at Acts of Love?
So it's myself, and then I have three other teachers and one sub. So there's about four of us that are here every day on a regular basis. We have regular volunteers that are here once or twice a week, and then we have moms in and out volunteering a lot too.
So you have a lot of people there who are there to help care for and love on these kids and provide for their needs. And so this is all day care? Is it all day?
Yes. We follow school hours.
I see.
So if we want mom with baby as much as possible, uh-huh. While she's at school, we have baby. So we follow school hours pretty much to a T.
Very good. And what have you seen what do you think what do you hope the outcomes of this will be for these children, for these young moms? What do you hope to see down the road?
My two goals are always to be invited to a birthday party and to be invited to a graduation party. So I don't see us as daycare. I see us really as an education center for these little ones. Even at 6 months old, there's still things that they need to learn and be able to do. So we're always forming daily lesson plans and making sure that we are providing activities and materials that these children need in order to meet their developmental goals. And then at the same time, just to see those moms develop, to see their confidence grow, to see them have the chance to focus on school, to give them a chance to get community service hours by volunteering here. So I think our goal is really to see mom and baby grow up in a safe place and develop in a safe place, so that then when she does graduate high school, she's able to enter her community with the confidence, with the education, with the parenting skills, with the support that she needs in order to be a leader in her community as well.
What do you think these young moms are learning about Axe Church and what it stands for and who Axe Church is?
I hope that they are learning that we genuinely care about our community. We sat right in the middle of Leander. We saw this need and we did something about it. And this wouldn't work it wouldn't necessarily work at every other church. There might not be a need for it, but that we just took a second to look around and see a need, and we took a gigantic leap of faith and hope that it all worked, and so far it has. But that would be my encouragement to other churches as well, is just take a peek in your community and see what you can do to help, because mm-hmm. it might not be a teen child care center. If it is, that's great. Give me a call and I'll help you. But yeah, there's just, every community is different, and so I hope that they would see that we took that time to look, to care about them, to care about the where Leander is headed, and be able to provide some support in that way.
Now, I'm sure that there is quite a cost that comes with providing this these types of resources to others in your community. How do you make that happen? What does it take in order to be able to run a state-licensed early childhood education and child care facility and to provide all that support to moms as well in terms of parenting resources and things like that?
Yes, costs a lot.
I'm sure.
Because I don't know if I said it or not, but we are completely free. We don't charge our families anything. And infant care, just in general, is very expensive. And then to provide it for absolutely no cost is crazy expensive. So we, our operating budget is really like broken down into about three parts. So a third comes from just general donations and gifts and fundraising. A third comes from grants. And then we do have a partnership with, like I said, with Head Start, and they wrote us into a grant program. So they provide about a third of our funding, actually.
So through all these partnerships, you're able to make this, able to provide the support to these young moms.
Yes. Which is so cool, because it really is taking the entire community to invest in these moms in order for this to happen. Hmm. This is not one person with a ton of money just helping us out. It's really the whole community stepping up and playing a part in it.
How many children are enrolled there at Acts of Love?
We are licensed to have 8 here physically. So, but I can also enroll pregnant moms, and they receive some prenatal services from us. And then once baby is born, and if we have a spot open, then we're able to enroll them, their child as well.
So in a sense, they could be on a waiting list in a sense.
Yes, but they're still receiving assistance and services, and I'm still checking up with them and making sure they don't need anything. But yes, we're able to have 8 physically here. So last year, we had full enrollment by April of last year.
Wow.
And this year, we are already at full enrollment with a waiting list.
Now, earlier you mentioned your pastor of Acts Church, Pastor Gabe Casper. How is he involved with Acts of Love?
He's here once a week to be our door greeter. So our doors stay locked, so someone has to go and open the doors for each mom that comes. He's here at least once a week to be our door greeter, just to have FaceTime with the moms and be able to meet them and talk with them. And then he also comes in once a week, once every other week, depending on his schedule, to do chapel in our classrooms, which is really fun because, like I said, even at 6 months old, we have lots of stuff to learn and lots of things to do. So he'll bring little instruments in there, and he'll sing songs with them and play instruments with them and then just share a Bible story with them, which is really cool.
Well, thanks be to God that they're hearing that word of God while they're there as well. That's so valuable, and that's certainly at the core, I'm sure, of what you're doing there. Well, Katie, anything else you'd like for us to learn about or know about Acts of Love today? How can we find out more?
You can visit our website. It's www.actsoflovecec.com. We are also on Facebook. And you can email me at katie@actschurchleander.com.
Very good. actsoflovecec.com is the website. That's the place to find out more about the great things they're doing there at Acts of Love in Leander, Texas, reaching out into the community and serving those young moms and their children. Katie, thanks so much for sharing with us about this way that your church is serving in your community.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. Great to talk with you today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the Daily Lectionary. Today, we'll study with Pastor Chad Phillip of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Gillette, Arkansas, and St. Luke's Lutheran Church in DeWitt, Arkansas. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 17 today. Take a look at the middle part of that text. So you're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years.